Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ferla is a new GAA sportswear brand designed specifically for female players. Ferla founder Margaret Walsh is with me in studio. Good afternoon to you, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Anna.
We were just having a chat during the break. Did you play yourself?
A little bit, yes, but it wasn't as accessible, I suppose, for my age category.
Yeah.
Not showing my age now, but...
Well, you look fairly young, but but I know exactly what you mean, because I notice now, even bringing my own lads to training or matches or whatever, and there's so many girls playing rugby, football, GAA.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
but it wasn't really in our time.
And is that where this idea was born from?
I suppose I think it was more born from maybe my role as a physiotherapist and working with athletes, working with girls, and my own experience as a female. That's more so where it was born from. I suppose I really kind of started to take note. Like, as a physio, you'd have protocols with people post-op or return to play. And after I had my son in 2016, I very much was like, how do I return to function postpartum? And there just really wasn't any guidelines. And that's when I got more into female health and upskilled and immersed myself more in the study of the female and then the female athlete. And then I suppose from there, it went back to looking at the teenage girl and puberty. And that's when I came across the huge amount of dropout rates and the statistics and the research around that. And then I suppose having my daughter then in 2020 made me really feel that a little bit more stronger, that how can I make this world a little bit easier for her, especially as she changes and goes through puberty, even though she's only five. But the thoughts of having, you know, your daughter or any girls drop out of sport because something so simple as a piece of kit that was never designed to them makes them feel uncomfortable or makes them feel at a subconscious level that maybe they don't matter or that they don't belong in the first place. So, that's kind of roundabout way of how I got to this stage.
Yeah, it's like any good product, there needs to be a gap in the market. There clearly was, because sportswear for women ultimately was just kind of a downsized version of the male kit.
Yeah, so what they call
for
it in
so
the industry
long,
is shrink it and pink it.
Right, wow.
So, yeah, have you heard that before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so they just typically would shrink things, make it smaller and turn it pink because, you know, we all just love pink.
Yeah. Not a stereotype at all. Wow.
Yeah, so...
But no consideration for fabrics, for women's cycles, for women's bodies, for shapes, for sizes, for curves.
No, exactly. And then as that girl goes through puberty, like before that, we're very much, I suppose, the hips are a lot more narrow. And as we go through puberty, naturally, the girl's hips are to widen. Mm. And if you think about just something so simple as a pair of shorts that are quite tight, like the bands, because they have to be in case, you know, somebody grabbed them when you're playing football, that band is then going to ride up to the narrowest point, which is now higher up. And suddenly those shorts that sat fine and, you know, covered you and made you feel OK, now are suddenly sitting higher no matter what you do. And you have to jump for a ball, bend down, move, twist, turn. And you think, like, nobody talks about this. And that girl potentially just feels that that's only her body. And then also her menstrual cycle starts. Like, I mean, it's a cascade of problems that just is silently affecting girls. And although you might just think, oh, look, it's just gear, it's just a pair of shorts, I think 100% I can say that no female would ever say that. When I highlight to this, you get highlighted, you get girls and women going, oh my God, you're 100% right. And then they tell you all the stories. But unfortunately, I suppose the industry of team wear and sportswear is kind of male dominated, and it's not their fault. It's just they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm. And
also,
someone needs to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Enter Margaret
3 years later, because I actually highlighted it a long time ago when I just thought somebody else would do it. But it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So you did it yourself.
Yeah.
And it's quite the process, isn't it?
It is a lengthy process. I feel, you know, can I have a nap now? I've done it. I'm just going to lie down for a while. But yeah, quite a lengthy process. And especially because it's not my industry. I don't know anything. I didn't know anything about textiles, fabrics, designs, technical packs, stitching, sourcing. I mean, minefield, even just, you know, things like buying products and getting things made. So yeah, it was a lengthy process, but and I had to kind of learn it all just off the off the cuff.
Yeah, but it's a passion as well, and it's you're trying to fix something.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you've done. So how does Fairla products on women fit and change in terms of moving gear forward, moving kits forward for women of today?
So I think the big thing is it's about giving girls and females a choice.
Yeah.
That's fundamentally giving them a choice. And that, I think, will turn in turn give them a voice, and that will create a massive change. So, for example, with Fairla, we've started actually with 4 pairs of shorts. So on the outside, every short looks like a typical Gaelic short. So each female standing beside the girl on her team will all look the same. But inside, she can choose whatever fit or function she requires for that day. So, for example, we have period proof underwear built in. We have another short that actually has a high waistband, and we have other shorts that have compression shorts built in, and we have a classic short that just fits the female. So I suppose in my mind, I was thinking more about obviously the dropout rate, but then looking at the female across the lifespan. So you have from puberty and perhaps to postpartum, where women do prefer that little bit more of a high waistband for mm-hmm. return to sport after they've had a baby, just to maybe give them that little bit of extra support, or the compression pants to allow them to go back to their sport, to play their sport that they like, and then, you know, eventually return their body to function as they feel fit.
Yeah, and it's like anything, isn't it, Margaret? If you feel more comfortable mm-hmm. and confident, you'll be better at whatever you're doing and you'll enjoy it more.
Yeah, like there is I've said this before, but there is a famous DCU study that says men perform well to feel good and women feel good to play well.
Very good.
You know, and you know yourself and every one of your friends or any female, you know, unless we're feeling good. I mean, why is the makeup industry so massive? Because we put it on to make ourselves feel good, to be able to go. Like my husband will say, why are you always putting that makeup on? I'm like, because I feel better.
Game
and
face.
I'm more confident. Game yeah. face. And then we don't apply it to something like a kit where you have an elite athlete perhaps competing at a massive level. But she's competing in a kit that was never maybe designed for her in the
for
first
her,
place.
Or for a woman's body at all.
Exactly.
So how has Fairla been kind of, how have players responded to it? And who's playing in it?
Well, I mean, we only launched a few days ago, so I was always afraid to say anything. Although I've been doing it for ages, I never thought it would actually happen. We've just mostly launched with our shorts online, and individuals are buying them rather than team wear. But we are ready to create team wear, and we have LGFA license.
That's what I was about to ask you. You have their approval.
Yeah, we have their approval. So any counties want to get in touch, definitely we're ready to go. But the feedback is incredible. I think mostly the feedback is that girls, it's like they just feel heard, and they're very grateful. I keep getting messages from girls saying, thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for caring. And I get a lot of messages from older women saying, you know, for my daughter, and I wish I had you, because I always just thought my body wasn't fitting the gear and wow. I gave up. And I had a lot of messages at the weekend from women who had bought them and actually used them to go to the gym or out for a run, you know, and they're saying, first time I've worn shorts in 20 years and nobody's seen my backside. It's great.
That's brilliant. I feel great. And that's the ultimate endorsement and the ultimate compliment, isn't
yeah.
it? So are they made in Ireland?
No, they're not made in Ireland. I couldn't actually get them made in Ireland, and the quality that I wanted just couldn't be done. So I did outsource, but I actually went to the manufacturers a couple of weeks back and spent a week there.
Okay.
And they're incredible, because they really got it. It's hard. It is genuinely hard to find people that get it and that wanted to actually get the quality that I wanted.
Okay.
So,
and where are they based?
In China.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you found the right place to make them.
Yeah.
They're designed here, obviously.
Yeah.
And is it just GAA for the moment?
So starting with GAA, but we have more products been designed. Yeah. So I have 2 actual fashion designers that I used at the beginning, and one of them lives in Australia. And again, it was hard to find people that got it as well. So, the designers are amazing, because obviously I can have the concept and I can know a lot about the female anatomy and biomechanics, but then fashion is a completely different world. So it was about combining both of them together. So, China, definitely the factory. It's actually a female-led factory as well, which I don't know if that's a coincidence, but the women over there.
It felt right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, we'll probably see it rolled out for rugby and for soccer and gym wear in general, maybe down the line, but one step at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see the fear on your face. But you have the LGFA approval.
Yeah.
It's for sale. It's only a few days. And here you are on News Talk talking to the country about it. It's a great start, Margaret.
Thanks so much.
So where can people find it?
They can find it on Ferla.com, www.ferla.com.
Fantastic. The very best of luck
with
it. A brave move and much needed. Well done.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.